Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous people that I love. Feel the love. Yeah, I'm home in my office. Yeah, it's good to be home. Good to be in Vegas, too. I had a good time. So, tomorrow night is the abandonment webinar. 6 o'clock Pacific time. You can sign up at imdwallace.com, and I want to give you a personal example of the importance of abandonment and understanding it in our lives, because if we feel abandoned, and there isn't anybody who hasn't had experiences of abandonment in their life, we are still defining ourselves as abandoned. And if we are defining ourselves as abandoned, the universe has to match that in some way. So Lanny and I were sitting there watching a Law and Order last night. Yes, my favorite show in the world. And a scene came on. It was a flashback that this woman was having of her childhood and her parents arguing and yelling at each other and her taking care of and trying to protect her little brother. And one minute I'm sitting there watching this show and the next minute I'm hysterically crying. That little tiny flashback brought back for me my entire childhood. Pretty much every night of my life, my dad would drink too much and go after my mom emotionally, berate her with his words. Never saw him hit her. And so I got up after the show and I went, wow, that was a really, really deeply, deeply buried reaction that I had. And then I heard the word abandonment and I came back to my office and I said, so that's an example of how I am abandoning myself? Yes. She said, well, I need more discernment. I know it's a memory. I know it's a sense memory. I know it's part of my story. But exactly how did I abandon myself? And it took me to core belief number one, which is basically, I don't know that I'm the God of me. I don't know that I'm in charge of creating my life the way I want it. And then it took me to core belief 30, which is claim I am that I am. And I said to the channel, okay, so there's something I need to claim, because I wanted to know how to put this to rest, right? It's one thing to know that it's there and acknowledge it, and then how do you allow yourself to move back into the flow? And the biggest thing that I could claim then is I am safe. And I can look at my entire life and see where my money, my relationships, my health, every subject in my life has been driven by this very, very, very deeply held and covered up and not acknowledged belief that I am not safe in the world. So the highest thing that I could claim around that sense memory to redirect and allow it to dissipate and not run me in my energy anymore is to know I am safe. Now, my next question was, yeah, but if I claim I am safe, doesn't that mean that there are things not to be safe from? And the channel said, only yourself. So this is why, like everything, you know, as soon as we make a decision that we're going to do a webinar or a class or whatever around a certain thing, information comes in to begin to correct and expand that in our understanding. So, fully, you will join me tomorrow night. Everybody's going to get where their abandonment belief started, with who, how to redirect it. The second thing I want to announce is our fabulous, incredible Creation Station is coming up July 19th through the 21st. It's already over a third booked. We're going into the physical manifestation, the experience of being and allowing everything connected to divine right destiny and what that's about and how that creates us and we create it. Everything about successful careers. And there is a free pendulum class earlier that Friday afternoon for anybody who wants to come in. And guys, look, there are lots of ways to work out payment plans. So don't let your mental mind put that in your way. If you are called to do Creation Station, let us know. And if it's workable at all, we will work something out with you, okay? I can't tell you what a fun, expanding, bonding weekend Creation Station is. I'm sure there are people that will be on the show today that have attended, and you can give your two cents here. All right, can I go to the callers? I can. We're off and running. I thought that was really important for me to share with you about my abandonment thing. We're going to start with Lee in Hawaii. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, Didi. Good, beautiful day to you, and thank you.
Aloha.
Wow. Aloha. Wahine. calling because I'm starting a program on Thursday this week for a week. You suggested I call in and maybe hear what the channel has to say about aligning it fully and getting enough discernment. Something about what you had introduced in the show today is is really important to today, as always.
Yeah.
Because there's this idea that we're emotionally attached to this to these miscreations.
Yeah. Well, we have to be emotionally attached because we're emotional beings and there are emotional situations in our lives. Right? So when we have emotional situations, guys, they leave imprints on our energy, like everything does. What we do with them, again, is what makes a difference. So I want you to describe in two or three sentences, what is this program that you're offering? Because when you emailed me about it, I got a huge yes on it. So exactly what is it, Lee?
It's a seven-day program to increase our gratitude, to find a way to dissipate in each of our four bodies, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body, the weight of these emotions so we can have greater clarity and discernment in our creations going forward.
Okay. The first thing that's coming in is 7 days is the perfect timing for this. Everything will be completed and understood in those 7 days. I get that it's an extremely valuable program that will help people, I want to say heal. The channel doesn't like that. Expand into their higher awareness. Those are the highest words. So what's the name of the program?
Good Body Revival 2024.
Oh, I like that. Good Body Revival. There's a song in there somewhere, Lee. Okay. And in case people are called to it, where would they sign up?
It's on Eventbrite, but I can give my email and they can just email me and I'll send them the links to sign
up.
Okay.
What is it?
Lee Culver at pm.me. L-E-E. C-O-L-L, V like Victor, E-R, at pm.me.
pm.me, I like that. Anyway, I get a big yes when I say, is there anything else to get into alignment, any of your beliefs in the way? I get a no. So go do it, baby.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Good. I'm glad you'll be on. Thank you. And you're going to be at CS, aren't you?
You better believe it, baby cakes.
I love that because you've been at almost every single one of them, and I love your energy there, Lee. So yippee! I'm excited. All right. Thanks, honey.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
You bet. All right. Well, see, there's another program to aid in your awareness. Debbie in Pennsylvania, I love that you all are out doing it on your own now. Debbie, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Are you
pretty
called till the show's almost over? I'm surprised right now.
Well, you created it, so here you are. What's up?
Apparently, yes. So I'm not even sure. I haven't listened in a while and had the opportunity and just figured I would call. It's interesting that you brought up abandonment. So I don't know if there's anything that you can tell me in respect to that.
Big
for myself.
Time. Why do you think your dad abandoned you?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All of them.
So, you know, and dads are men. So that crosses over into your relationships. Right?
And was just recently abandoned.
Well, there you go. That's why it's important to be aware of where all this started and redirect it and allow yourself now to know you're safe, you're honored, you're taken care of. What's the opposite of abandonment to you? If you're not abandoned, you're what?
Everything that you just said, safe, taken care of.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you want to match
love.
Up with. Yeah. That's what you want to match up with your love place. Okay. Because that's what you
okay.
want. You don't want to keep saying, I don't want a guy like dad. I don't want a relationship like my parents. The universe, let me be very clear, does not ever want to hear what you don't want.
Right.
Our brain thinks in
pictures. I have learned
that
from you.
Our brain thinks in pictures. When you say, I don't want something, your brain sees you having it. Okay?
Okay.
Only what you want. Go to your love place.
Whew.
Feel
okay.
into that. And that's the quickest way and the most fun way for you to create what you want. All right. Thanks for that, Debbie.
Thank you, Dave. Love you.
I love you too, baby. Vivian in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just wanted to thank you for yesterday with our private session. And
aww.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Oh, how nice of
welcome.
You to call with that sweet little message.
Yeah.
We did get to a lot, didn't we, Viv?
Oh, boy, did we.
Yeah, you
but,
got
you know,
a...
It has helped me. It helped me, you know, the longer I do this stuff and have, you know, experienced you, the more I'm learning about my new awakening, I guess.
Well, as we all are, Vivian. So every time I do a private with you guys, I expand right along with you because we're all sharing the same stuff. You know?
Yep.
On one level or another, we're all on this journey together, and I just really appreciate you sharing the love and letting me know how much you got out of it. Thank you, sweetheart.
And I wanted to let you know one quick thing is the Beatles, all we need is love.
Yep.
You know, they had it going on back then.
Look, those of us that lived in the 60s, we wrote music, we talked about love, we shared love, we had love-ins, and then, of course, like a lot of movements, it started going too far for the mainstream, which was unfortunate because if you listen to a lot, if not most, of the music from the 60s, you will hear something
uh-huh.
about love and
yeah.
understanding your fellow man. And yeah, God knows, let's get the 60s music back out again. I think
yeah.
the next I'm getting so many questions about it. I think the webinar after abandonment tomorrow night will be on politics. I look in the mirror and say, oh my God, Dee, really? Are you going to do that? But that's what I keep hearing people need discernment on. So may not happen. I don't know. I have to test it some more, but look for it, everybody, because I know you're wanting guidance. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for calling in.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, Miss Wilma in Ottawa, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, it's so funny because last week I was all so super duper ready to ask you something and I didn't get selected. And today I started the call feeling almost like a neutrality, like just nothing, and just going to ask you for the highest message for me. And then you brought in the abandonment thing that you experienced yesterday. And it opened up a whole I don't want to use the word crap load, but just the realization that I was abandoned before I was even born because I wasn't planned and I wasn't wanted by either parent because of the money issue. And when they finally came to it was, okay, well, we're going to have a little boy named William after my uncle who was dying of cancer. That's how I got to be called Wilma, because that's the feminine of William.
Got it.
While you're telling the story, I'm just feeling so much palpable energy of, isn't that a weird word to use? Energy of, oh my God, I've always known I wasn't planned and wasn't wanted, but to come into this world abandoned before you're even born, brought up almost not a bad feeling, but a, hey, this is a good thing. This means I'm ready to, I can actually see a vision of myself. You know, when you go through that paper, you know what, when you, decades ago, when you ran a race, you ran through this paper wall that was up in front of you.
Yeah.
And that's what
perfect
it feels like.
Analogy.
So I'm so excited.
Perfect analogy, Wilma, the paper wall. And it's so easy to break through when you know where it started, what it's about, and that it's not solid, that you can just crash through that paper to the other side of freedom and start really living in the assurity of your safety and being wanted. You know, guys, we have to want ourselves. That's where we have to start. How much do you want you? How much? Whoa, here I'm hearing myself now. All right, I'm going to let you go, Wilma, because I can't stand the channel while I'm listening to that. Sorry. Okay, so how much do I love me? How much do I want me? How much do I accept me and support me? See, it all comes back to self-love, right? Yes, it does. All right, we're going to Susan in Long Island. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I want to first tell you about like a happy thing that happened this week. I was my agency was having a fundraiser, and I was volunteering, and one of the things that was being raffled off was a painting that Stephen donated to the event.
Oh, how nice.
Isn't that so cool? I was like, I felt a little buzz, like when I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, it's so exciting, right? And so anyway, that was just a happy little experience.
You bet.
I was wondering with Creation Station, you know, do people do like hotels or B&Bs? Do anybody like connect up, or is there a way that?
Oh, yeah. Once we get a list of everybody that's coming, there's a hotel that's really close. People carpool. Last year, I think 4 or 5 people got an Airbnb together. Lauren coordinates all that and helps you connect with everybody else. And so, again, don't let that get in your way. Everybody used to stay here, and then Mr. Typher moved in and took over all the back rooms. So we don't have that option open to us anymore. But all your meals, except for Friday night, everybody eats before you come. All your meals Saturday and breakfast and lunch Sunday. And I take everybody out to dinner on Saturday night. I mean, it's kind of it's an energy expansive party is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bonding parts, it sounds really nice. That's something like I started stepping more out of my comfort zone this year and doing things like that. So that I was just curious. I'm really excited about tomorrow night for the webinar. And it's interesting because one of the things I was going to ask you about, and it kind of fits into this, as all these energy shifts are happening, you know, a lot of things are coming up from the past to be released and things. That's great. And I'm finding I'm having a lot of feelings of how I felt left out of things, which I think is similar probably to the abandonment. But I also I often held myself back. Do you know what I mean? Because like I didn't engage. Like I still left out of the group,
well,
but then
Susan,
I didn't do anything to be in the group.
Yeah, because if you're looking at the world through the perspective of I don't belong,
yeah.
you're not going to join.
Yeah.
You're
okay.
going to think you're going to be abandoned before you ever participate. And it's not true. That's where you are abandoning yourself.
Right. And I definitely get that. I've gotten that before from you, that I don't belong. That's what I'm trying to work on. Okay. All right. That's interesting. Cause, and then I'm also in a situation where I'm trying to get out of like a 30-year relationship. And I think part of my issue is I feel like I'm abandoning him because, and that it hits my buttons because I know what it feels like to be abandoned. You know, there's so much
okay,
around
all
it.
Right. Let me address cause when you love yourself and you do the highest good for yourself, it is for the highest good of everyone else involved also.
Yes.
Because to stay with someone out of pity, you think
mm-hmm.
they don't know that? That's
mm-hmm.
a form of abandonment as well as just moving out, sweetheart. Right?
Right, yeah, I got you.
It all interconnects.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Give a little more clarification. Thank you.
All right. Love you, baby. That was some great points for a lot of people. Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Oh, my gosh. What? So I just have to tell you that I did a deep intensive with all your calls that I missed while I was in Australia. And I couldn't believe how much the work has shifted.
I know.
And I was like, oh, my God, I've only been gone 3 weeks, but everything has changed.
Yeah, we're really on a fast track, especially with this allowing stuff.
Yes.
And that's why Creation Station this year is going to be so experiential because they really, really want, and they're going to have to teach me. I don't know yet how all the different ways I can teach people. I know a lot of them from acting, but there's a lot more that they're going to give me about literally moving, teaching all of you how to move into the experience of allowing. And when you can feel the difference, guys, if you drop down into your heart and let's just say, feel directing money. I am directing money to come into my life. Now think of the color red. Now feel into, I'm allowing money to come into my life. You can feel the difference, can't you, Gina?
Yes.
Yeah, big time. They had to teach us about directing, though, because they had to teach us about taking responsibility for our own creation and truly narrowing down what you want. And now, this is what they mean by let go and let God. Let go, let the universe match what you are asking and directing. And the universe can't match it until you are very, very clear about what you want.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah. So I'm really excited about what I'm going to be taught so that I can teach all of you that are going to be here. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So did I answer your question?
No, well, I had two, but one is I want to do a couple plugs. One is I didn't think I was going to attend tomorrow, but I will now for sure because I know there's a lot of abandonment in my past. And then with my father, who didn't want me before I was born, somebody else was talking about that. And, you know, I'm not partnered with a man, so there's, you know, that nothing worked out in the arena. So there's clearly stuff I'm carrying. And I have an Achilles heel issue right now where something's going on there. It's overstretched.
Well, I'm going to the story, which I sort of kind of remember. So don't get into your head. What's the first response when I say to you, what's your Achilles heel right now? Metaphorically in your life, what's your Achilles heel?
It's stopping me.
Well, yeah. What is stopping you?
What is stopping me?
Or what do you perceive is stopping you?
Probably not allowing, stomping around. Like, I feel like the Achilles heel is about, like, I've been on a lot of hard surfaces, and it's like there's something, I think there's, like,
what
less.
What about money, Gina? What's going on with money? Yeah, because you're using money as a reason to stop yourself.
Oh.
Is that true?
Kind of.
Well,
yeah,
I can't really afford this. I want to do this, but I can't really afford this and stuff
really
like that.
Yeah, because I've been waiting for payments from my clients, and I am
don't
really
wait, create.
Grateful. Don't wait, create. Okay.
Okay, that's energetically what it's about. Okay.
Interesting. Can I make a shameless plug for create? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
please.
If there was anything else, was there anything else about my Achilles? Because that's exactly what I'm doing.
No.
Because you know what? My Achilles is stopping me from exercising right now. Hello. And I'm really claiming my health and well-being around cardio and getting out and walking, and I've been doing stairs.
Yeah,
and doing,
well,
and now I can't
do
that.
Claim your health around money.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now,
What did you want to say?
I want to say that Creation Station, and I have to look at the dates because I'm actually glad it moved to July because June was not going to work. But
yeah,
there,
it's July 19th, 20th,
yep.
And 21st.
The hotel that you guys recommend was wonderful, and I needed to be, like, I was going through the sale of the cottage last year, so I needed to just have space, and it was beautiful. And it
good.
Was just such a nice experience. Fabulous time, fabulous people. I just wanted to say that to people who are, you know, wondering or thinking about coming. It's
great.
It's nice
thank
to
you.
Be with you. And it's just amazing to see how the work evolves, right, in the presence of us because we're helping move it forward. So
you bet.
I
that's
think people
the
don't
most exciting
that.
Part for me.
Yeah, people
yeah.
don't realize that it's a co-creation and that we actually are partnering with you and your channel to bring things forward, which is what
yeah,
we do every day. But it's, you know,
I know, but during Creation Station, those of you that have attended, there's at least 3 or 4 times during the weekend where we're gobsmacked with information that breaks through with new understanding. And we just sit there and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, and you're right. We're all doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all holding the intention of bringing in the highest and most correct. So thank you for those kind words, Gina. And I hope I see you there, dude. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. I love you, too. All right, Miss Ilka, how are things going?
Oh, going. I'm practicing allowing and being in the love. And speaking of that love, I was just wondering, I know in one of the webinars, I was going through my notes and I couldn't find which one. If you remember, you mentioned that I carry that kind of energy that I'm not wanted, but not that my mother didn't want it in me, but she didn't want the trauma around it when my father traumatized her when she was pregnant with me. Do you feel like that is more clear? It's not affecting me as much because I did lots of clearing and healing on that and everything else that I need to clear and heal. And I've been practicing being in the love, but is this still kind of on the way? Because
it's what you're talking about is abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yes, it's almost they don't like the words cleared out because you can't clear out energy, but you redirect and refocus. Okay. There's one, they want to give you a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Okay? Ilka, you are energy. Everybody, you are energy.
Okay.
When I hear myself, and Gabrielle, my daughter, actually brought this to my attention. She said, you know, Mom, at the end of the day, I hear a lot, oh, my God, what a day. I'm so tired. So I've started being very aware of that. And when I say it, all right, I go, all right, Deanna, that's not the thought you want. That's not going to give you the energy and the vitality for life that you want. I am energy. So what I want is to use my energy in a balanced way that always keeps giving me more energy. And that's what they're suggesting for you.
For me, if you can maybe ask the channel, but because I'm trying to juggle and still
No, you're not trying. So I want, guys, I want you to lose that damn word from your vocabulary. You're either doing or you're thinking about it. Which is trying.
Can you also tell me what is the highest for me to focus on, my coaching or my Young Living Oils business and classes
having
and working?
Having fun with it, Ilka.
Having fun with all of it.
Fun. You look at it as a heavy thing. It's heavy. The energy around it, when I feel into it, is heavy. You want to make it light and playful. I mean, I can't.
All, the coaching and everything, but in a lighter, fun way.
Yeah. I mean, when you walk into a room, if there's one pocket of people with long faces and you can feel the heavy energy, and there's another pocket of people that are laughing and enjoying being with each other, where do you want to go? You want to go to the lighter group. That's why, you know, I go out of my way to make our work fun.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
You really do.
Because I don't want to play. It's like I appreciate Eckhart Tolle and his work. I can't get through his books. They're so heavy. They're so down for me. You know,
yeah.
People are coming to learn the creation process to lighten up, not to get heavier. So if you want to attract clients, I don't care what you're doing, guys. If you want to attract clients, attract them from the love and the lightness and the joy that you get from your business. I could spend 24/7 with you guys over my acting. That's how much fun and lightness I get from working with you. Okay?
Because
that's the highest guidance they can give you in this moment. All right.
Thank you so much.
Go get him. I love you too, baby. All right. Hold on. I saw. Well, where'd he go? Huh. Okay, well, we're moving on. Janet, New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Pretty awesome. How are you, baby?
I'm good. I have missed, I was not available to listen to your last two shows live. I listened to them on replay.
Fine.
And I did, yeah, and I did hear my dear sweet Katie called in, and I have a gift for Katie. So, Katie, I hope you're listening. I'm going to try to call in on the Monday show again and hope she listens in on that. But I'm offering her 8 private sessions with you. It's Katie from Atlanta. She started out in New York. She asked you questions about passing the bar. I know she has struggles with her mom, and I just really feel like I want to offer her this gift.
Well, my God, Janet, how beautifully, my heart is just really touched, really, really touched. I don't know how to get a hold of her. If I had her last name, it's Katie from where?
She called from Atlanta. She started out in New York, but she moved to Atlanta.
Okay. All right. Yes. I'll see if maybe Stephen can track her down. But how beautiful of you. What a beautiful heart gift. So thank you, and I'll see if I can't put the two of you together. Okay?
Okay, and I'm going to send the thing via PayPal on Monday.
Okay, well, I will put it aside.
I'll put a note, yeah.
Okay, yeah, please put a note. Oh, I'm just touched, Janet. And you know that always comes back to you and is returned, don't you?
I feel it right now already.
Yeah, you bet, sweetheart. Thank you for your love and for demonstrating that for everyone. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Oh, my God, I'm so touched. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
wow,
babe.
What a great show, every show.
Yep.
I just have an energetic question. The other day, I was doing a lot of deep work, and then when I got up, I thought a little bit too soon. I should have just kind of stayed there a little bit, and I started putzing around, and then all of a sudden, I was like, you know, preparing breakfast, I think. And I just saw these, they were beautiful, like, lines and stuff in my eyes. You know, I couldn't, they were right there. And it lasted for about 5 minutes. And then they were gone. And they haven't appeared at all. So I'm thinking that it was just that my body was realigning. So I just wanted to kind of see what the channel felt about that.
Okay, well, my pendulum goes to no on realigning, but we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. Yeah, it's, well, hold on. I'm getting the highest understanding, and those are the highest words. You were experiencing seeing yourself as God.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was so beautiful. I mean, I'm saying I should probably go to emergency or call, but it was just so, the colors were just so beautiful. It was,
yeah,
just,
hold on. I'm not a doctor. If it keeps lingering in your mind, go have it checked, because you don't want your focus to be on it out of subconscious fear, right?
Right, right, right.
But I just get that you had, well, energetically connected with the God of you and the one energy, and you hadn't quite come out of it yet.
Yeah.
When you opened your eyes.
Yeah, when I go up in, usually I'll sit there for a while, because usually I go into almost like a still point, and I can't even move, you know, like.
Yeah.
But I got up a little bit earlier, and you know, I just, because I felt okay, and I felt fine. And even when it was happening, I just felt like, it was just so beautiful. I mean, it was like, it was interrupting my vision, but it was, the colors were just,
okay, they're stopping you. it was not interrupting your vision. It was enlarging your vision.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay. Now, again, yeah. Not a doctor. If you feel like you need to have it checked out, please follow, you know, you're your highest God, guys.
Yeah.
So
I understand that. But, yeah, I just felt like it was just because so many things are just releasing from my body and a lot like in the eye area. And so I just really felt really good.
Yeah, I get a yes on all that, Adele. How cool.
Yeah. I just have a question about the abandonment, because that was, like, so cool. Is it showing, like, that I felt, I mean, I'm sure I did in many, many, you know, I can just think of them. But would I know, would you be able to see, like, where that's coming from, mother, father's side or whatever?
Sure.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Do you want to do it now or tomorrow night? You want to do it now. Okay. It's coming from both sides. Because both your mother and father felt abandoned.
Yeah.
And so when I say they abandoned you, I get a no. And you picked up that sensory memory from them, and well, in that way they passed it on, because you know when we're little we don't know we can choose, guys, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So did they do anything intentionally?
No, it's
just a sense memory that's been passed down. That, you know, just start saying I'm wanted, and that goes across all of your life. They want you to look across all of your life. Where do you have little thoughts of, well, maybe I won't go, I don't fit in, or maybe I won't participate in that club, I'm not really wanted. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so great. Just when you explained it in the beginning, what happened, you know, just that, just it all, it's like, whoa, we hold so, our bodies are so miraculous. They're so amazing how they compensate.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And again, let me just leave you all with this, and then we've got to go because I'm over. If you don't heal something in your energy, it will ultimately show up in your body.
Yes.
Everything starts in your energy first. So the more, you know, people at the conventions go, oh, my God, Dee, you look so young. You look so good. How do you do it? And I said, look, the more shit you get rid of the anger and the judgment and the non-forgiveness and, you know, the sadness and all that, the more you bring that into balance, the lighter and higher your energy looks to people. And that's what it is.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just go out and practice love today. And
Thank you,
baby.
Thank
and let's
so.
Say it together loud and proud. I love me. Come on, own it. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.